Welcome to Get Connected, KDNK's monthly public affairs show about the people and organizations that make up the giving and service community from Aspen to Parachute. I'm Amy Barr, your host. I serve as the executive director of United Way Battlement to the Bells, and this program is an opportunity to share my insights and connections with local nonprofits. Now, each month I interview different charities, hear from dedicated volunteers, talk to the donors who support charitable work, and tell you about ways you too can volunteer. This month's show features a discussion with Marion McDonough and Claire Guidas of Catholic Charities and their co-sponsorship of an upcoming free financial workshop called Dollar Works Too. In a two-part program today, Marion and Claire will not only explain the free workshops, but also they'll discuss some surprising results that came out of previous Dollar Works Too series. And as always, we'll offer up-to-the-minute announcements about volunteer opportunities, nonprofit events, and charitable needs in our area. So, Marion and Claire, I really wanted you to come to the KDNK studios today to talk about a complimentary workshop open to the public called Dollar Works Too. Now, that's because I plan to take the workshop when you offer it again this spring. Welcome.
Dollar Works 2 is a financial literacy program. It's comprised of 12 units that are grouped into five major concepts, and that lets you increase the flexibility of the content and fit the need of the individual learners that are there. And some examples are like some of the concepts are making money decisions or building money management, and then there can be something more advanced such as targeting money issues, which really gets into managing risk with insurance, which is typically way beyond what we're teaching the clients that we work with every day.
Because some of them may not even have those types of insurances. Is that what you're saying, Marion? Or it just gets way down into the weeds?
Some of the clients that we're working with need something much more basic, just as looking at their spending habits and prioritizing those versus whether or not they need life insurance that would help to lower their risk in the long run.
And Claire, you were helping teach the course?
I participated in the last round, which ran three sessions in January and February.
What kind of people should take the classes? Who's going to come in April, do you think?
Types of people that should take this class include people that maybe have debts that never end and they can't figure out how to get out of the debts that they have and how to approach paying for those. Or people, for example, this is a really good example, who get their paycheck and then they have money that doesn't last until the end of the month until their next paycheck. Also, some of the people that came to the last session had the need to save for college for their kids, or they were trying to figure out how to save for retirement for themselves in the future. And then others in the class had expenses that they hadn't had before, or emergency expenses, or all of a sudden they had less income that they had before. And we're trying to figure out ways that they could now manage their money to pay for everything that they needed.
So I'm curious, in the workshop, did you start with a general session for everyone and then do one-on-one counseling a little bit?
It was kind of a combination of both, Amy. We varied the different sessions, if you will, and the different topics that we were teaching based on whether it was better for an individual to just kind of come up with their own plan, or whether it was better to work in groups of two, or whether it was better to work kind of as a whole group on that particular topic. And it worked out real well, both having a variety of ways that we worked as well as just covering the topics.
How did your promotion and sponsorship for the workshops come about, Marion? I mean, why did you partner with the other nonprofits? It must have been a discussion. I know how these nonprofit discussions go of, hey, we need to do this. And where did the program come from, by the way?
Dollar Works 2 is a recognized program. So it is a evidence-based program that is used nationally. We had been involved in teaching it before, and our previous teacher left. Claire joined Catholic Charities in August. We were looking for a place for her to learn how to teach the program, because we actually require that somebody who has come to us for emergency assistance for more than 2 years in a row take this class in order to receive assistance ongoing. As we were searching, we ran into Sarah at Family Resource Center, who actually had trained the trainer credentials. And so she did a little class, taught Claire. And then in that process, they collaborated and started talking about how we could combine with them to offer this program to the community.
And this came, I think you may have said it, Colorado State Cooperative Extension. Is that right?
Correct. That's who taught the classes to everybody initially.
Okay. Who else then co-sponsored these workshops?
Another sponsor was Erica from Aspen Family Connections. As it turned out, in the last session, we had two persons teaching an English session, and we had two persons teaching a Spanish session. So we were able to offer classes in both English and Spanish.
And I'm going to step back a second, because I think it was important what Marion said. I think a lot of people say, oh, you know, those nonprofits just hand out money. And I think it is important for people to know we really are encouraging and actually forcing our clients to go through a financial workshop. We're seeing a pattern of financial problems. So how long have you been doing that, Marion, and what have you found from that experience?
We have been requiring people take some sort of financial literacy for about the past 3 years. And what we have found, interestingly enough, is some people do not want to do that. And so they will not come back to us for assistance for a couple year break, and then they come back again. Then other times people are very willing to take the class, but sometimes we had a gap in services with the class, and then we did a lot of individual training.
When is your next workshop, and is it a 1 or a 2 day, Claire? Just let me know. I'm putting it on my calendar.
Okay, Amy. That's great. Our next class will be a 1 day class. It will be on April 18th, Tuesday, April 18th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So, really, Claire, 3 days after taxes are due. Oh, thank you so much.
But isn't that so appropriate, Amy?
There you go. It's in my head. I'll be fine. I'll be ready to go.
And the class will be offered in Glenwood Springs, 1405 Grand Avenue, at the Roaring Fork School District office building, which is right next to the high school there.
And it's right across from City Market, right,
yes.
I think?
Uh-huh. We're even supplying lunch, so you don't even need to worry about lunch.
Why do you think I'm coming? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Because I do want to see what's going on, because I know many of the nonprofits, I know Literacy Outreach has talked about this with their clients coming to learn English, that really it comes down often to financial understanding as well. And what's really interesting is I had a conversation recently with Julie Olson from Advocate Safe House Project, and we were talking about how many people do not have bank accounts, because bank accounts cost money, and the flow of cash may not be readily available right away when they put a check in and they need the money. So I was fascinated. She had listened to an NPR segment on how people, especially in poverty, are living from paycheck to paycheck, and they can't afford a bank account. Did you encounter anything like that, Claire, with some of the clients who came to your class?
Well, it's a very good question, Amy. Most of the clients needed to have a checking account because they had to pay for many of their expenses by check, but others did not have any kind of savings account. But many really didn't have any savings. So we actually focused on that aspect a lot more than the actual having a bank account.
I guess I'm editorializing here, but I think at our Garfield County Monthly Human Service Commission meetings, Marion, at some point we'll talk about this, because one of the proposals in Congress is that the Affordable Care Act may be replaced with health savings accounts, where people can put money into the account. And I go, but many of our clients have no money to put into a savings account. So I just had to bring that up. I'm like, that's going to be really difficult.
And that's even a lot of the clients that we see. It's not that people aren't working, which can be a myth out there that we're just helping people stay unemployed. And remarkably enough, most of our clients are working. And what happens is it just takes, they are just living paycheck to paycheck. And it doesn't take much to push them over the edge.
One health problem.
Tires are $1,000 in some cases. I mean, it can be crazy, the kind of thing that'll push you back to where now you're sitting there going, well, should I pay rent? Should I buy food? Should I pay my utilities? What do I do? And that's a lot of the people that we deal with.
In fact, if I can add on to that, Amy, what happened in the last work session that was fascinating was we had a session where we had people identify recent emergencies that had come up before we started talking about how to address those. And one woman identified a relative that had fallen sick in the hospital, had huge medical bills, and then passed away. And so then all the funeral expenses and her siblings, everybody in the family was trying to get the money together for that. At the same time, another identified the need for a new car, or I should put it this way, not a brand new car.
A used car.
The need for another vehicle, because the current vehicle was definitely not going to last too much longer. So the debate was, okay, should it be a new car? Should it be a used car? Should we try to take the bus more? There were many alternatives that were identified with that. And then a different person had medical expenses that were ongoing, that they were trying to figure out, how can I afford to pay for this? This is an ongoing condition. What can I do to help myself be able to pay for this both now and in the future? So there were a lot of emergencies that, as Marion was saying, people were just getting their paycheck month to month and had no way to deal with these emergencies. So that was the basis we started with for then trying to think about alternatives of, okay, how could I save for an emergency?
Well, thank you for that, Claire. And I'll tell you, in our second segment of our program, I want to talk a little bit more also of the experiences that generally Catholic Charities sees with clients, because I know I used to work in the Catholic Charities building and would hear Marion next door and many other, there aren't that many people actually at Catholic Charities, actually helping the clients. And I was just amazed at the myriad problems that they came to Catholic Charities with to try to find help. So right after our announcements, we'll be right back. You're listening to Get Connected, and I'm your host, Amy Barr. Next up, we corralled local volunteer Mason Ingram, a veteran radio pro with more years of experience probably than anyone else here at KDNK. Mason will offer a selection of the latest community volunteer opportunities and nonprofit events posted on our website at unitedwaybb.org.
Welcome to Get Connected, a way to link volunteers and donors with the organizations that need them. I'm community volunteer Mason Ingram. If you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer and want a project that fits your interests, go to unitedwaybb.org and check out the event listings, calendar editions, and blog posts. Here are a few timely opportunities to get connected with volunteer needs and events in our listening area. Want to really give back to your community? Then join KDNK as a supporting member. Hey, you're listening right now, so you should be a member, right? Oh, you're already a member. Well, then don't forget to renew your membership to KDNK during our Community Radio's Spring Membership Drive. You can simply call 963-0139 to make that happen, or go to kdnk.org and click Donate. Remember, a free press is vital for a free country. Support our American democracy now by supporting your local radio station. United Way's Amy Barr will be volunteering at this Saturday's Sunlight Mountain Resort's Safety Day. Free melanoma screenings with Dr. Kelly Thomas of Valley View Hospital will be available in the lodge. And for every donation made to the Melanoma Research Foundation, Sunlight Mountain will offer a discount on next season's lift tickets. Plus, we thank the Bank of Colorado for stepping forward as a local volunteer sponsor for this free event to the public. Remember to find these and additional details and listings for current volunteer opportunities and upcoming nonprofit events. You can visit UnitedWayBB.org.
Thanks, Mason. Welcome back to the second segment of our two-part program involving Dollar Works 2, an upcoming free financial workshop co-sponsored by our local Catholic Charities office. We're here with our guests, Maren McDonough and Claire Guidas, and we're going to discuss some of their clients' financial challenges and what they hopefully took away from the free financial classes. Claire, I was going to ask you, because we were talking about this before the break, what results and outcomes from the first sessions were most revealing? Give us a couple of mini case studies, because they're always so telling.
Sure, Amy, no problem. One of the more interesting cases was a case where a woman, we had asked for people to kind of write down how they spent their money at this point, and somebody wrote down that they paid $12 every day to purchase their lunch at a fast food place in the area. So we went through an exercise actually up on the board of $12 times 5 days a week equals $60 a week, and then that equates to about $240 or so per month, which equates to a little bit over close to $2,900, or just to round it up, $3,000 a year just on eating fast food every day. So
wow.
That was an eye-popping moment for most of the people in the room, because several also had purchased kind of expensive coffees every day from a local coffee outlet as well for maybe half that price, maybe $5 or so. But it was just unbelievable. People themselves spending the money did not realize how much money that involved per year for that expense.
And Claire, do you think that's like, I guess I would put a psychological term on it, it's immediate gratification instead of thinking over the long term of what that would be down the road?
Exactly, Amy. That is, and maybe lack of planning or thinking about other possibilities to spend less money. Yeah, it's just more an emotional reaction for what's desired at that moment.
Then what about what I call have-to expenses? I am just amazed how expensive dentistry is for people who are in need, and yet it's a huge health problem. It's not something you can put off, or it has been put off for so long that by the time they may come to you, it's become such an expensive health issue.
That is exactly the problem, is that people put it off. There's a lot of people still go by the adage of, if there's no pain, I don't need to go to the dentist. But I think there's more and more trying to be more and more education around that, in that how important oral health is, how important preventative oral health is. And the Aspen to Parachute Dental Health Alliance is just working nonstop in partnership with Mountain Family Health Centers to make the dental issue more
kind of top of mind for parents,
for
and
everybody,
kids.
Right, and more accessible. They go into the schools, they do sealants. Mountain Family is going to be rolling out a mobile dental health clinic come March, middle of March. So that's really exciting,
and especially for people who don't have cars and easy transportation, though we have a great bus system here.
Right. And so, yes, so going back to, we see the people that have not been going, that, and they do come to us with pain, and you can get your initial health exam sometimes for a very reasonable cost in a variety of places, but then your treatment plan is $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And that's just a lot.
Getting back to the dental issue in terms of the Dollar Works 2 classes, dental issues didn't happen to come up in the class, but what did come up were medical emergencies, that other types of emergencies that people had experienced. For example, we had a woman that had an ongoing medical condition, and she was trying to figure out how to afford to pay enough money for her ongoing medical condition, because she already had overdue bills and they were going to continue because she needed continuing care. And so although it wasn't dental, it was a ongoing medical emergency. Another kind of related condition is that a woman in the class and her family were paying for braces for their kids, and the braces were about to come off of the kids' mouths, and so they weren't going to have to continue to pay for the monthly payments that they were paying for these braces. So when we talked about, gee, how do we save for emergencies in the future, her idea was, geez, you know, we're paying for these braces and we're not really feeling it each month. We should just continue to use the money we're paying for the braces and put that into a savings account so we would have a significant and sizable emergency fund.
And that was the aha moment for that client, right?
It was. It was.
You know, you two have really raised some issues that we all know working in human services. But I know from my work with Catholic Charities, which is, by the way, I have to put in a plug, a United Way Battlement to the Bells partner organization, that many nonprofits work together. And Marion, you gave an example working with Aspen to Parachute Dental Health Alliance, working with Mountain Family Health. And I know when people come in with huge hospital bills that you try to help negotiate those bills as much as possible. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know that you work with a lot of different nonprofits, often to piece services together. And Claire, as a counselor also at Catholic Charities, can you just kind of explain to listeners who you most often work with, or give a couple of examples so people know that we all do work together in this area?
We work with several agencies, and sometimes it's to case manage a client, such as Advocate Safe House. You know, we could be partnering with them where we're doing some of the financial assistance, they're doing the case management.
For domestic violence.
For domestic violence. Also response on another level, that is from Carbondale up to Aspen.
Which is also domestic violence.
Correct. Sometimes people come in with a need that financially we cannot deal with that ourselves, because we'll have a limit. Say we'll help a family with perhaps up to $500. They have an $1,800 to $2,000 or more need. So perhaps we're going to call Salvation Army. We might get in touch with, depending on where they live, the River Center down.
In Newcastle.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Correct. Sometimes Family Resource Center in the schools. And so it kind of depends where the family's located, what the need is, who we might partner with.
I got a call not that long ago from someone who said, hi, we're moving to the area and we need first month's rent, last month's rent, and a security deposit. I go, that's not going to happen. The charities and nonprofits here do not really do job moves,
right?
And your
relocation,
right? Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't come up with a word. Yeah. It's like, no, that's not what they're here for. They're really trying to help the people who are here, who are struggling to stay.
And that is, and we get funded by a lot of local funders. I mean, Aspen Community Foundation, Pitkin County, Garfield County, City of Glenwood Springs. I mean, a lot of the municipalities in the area. Tom's Door is also a local. They are also a nonprofit, but they fund us as well. And so a lot of that funding is for residents who are in the area. And so we do get a lot of those kinds of questions that you just posed to us, and it will increase in the summer. But we try to tell folks that our money is geared more for people who are here, who are residents and have been here for a while. That's why people are funding us, is to help the local people who are struggling.
Thank you. I'm so glad you underscored that. And I think we should end by saying, Claire, give us the information again, because it is going on my calendar. How can people sign up for the Dollar Works 2 course this spring?
Okay, one more time. This spring, there will be one class offered on Tuesday, April 18th from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Glenwood Springs. It will be at 1405 Grand Avenue in Glenwood Springs at the Roaring Fork School District office, and lunch is free. And if you'd like to get signed up, please call us at Catholic Charities at 970-384-2060. That number again is 970-384-2060.
Thank you both to Marion and Claire for coming in today from Catholic Charities and talking about financial issues and the workshop that's coming up in April.
And Amy, thank you. And thank United Way for all that you do for us.
Thanks to our listeners for joining us on Get Connected.
Thanks also to our guests, Claire Guidis and Marion McDonough, to our events and volunteer opportunities announcer, Mason Ingram, and also to KDNK Public Affairs Coordinator, Amy Haddon Marsh. Thank you.